Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Sinner's Guide on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Jason Guardiano. I'm joined by our guest for this series, Father Julian Larrabee of St. John Bosco, Roman Catholic Church in Modesto, California. Thank you for joining us, Father.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
In this episode, we continue with our study of Chapter 28 of those who refuse to practice virtue because they love the world.
Thank you, Jason. So we were talking about the six reasons why love of the world is something that's just going to end up as a disaster for us, because the world can never give us any sort of real happiness. And Venerable Lewis just continues in the same idea at the point where we are about halfway through this chapter. He says, the world is a complete fraud, to put it in simple terms. He says it pretends to be something that it's not. It pretends to give us happiness, and it really doesn't. And we can only find happiness by loving God. He says even the pagans, even Aristotle understood this. He said that sometimes something that is false looks more true than something that is actually true. So the appearance of happiness that the world gives us looks more true than the happiness that we can get from virtue. But we have to not be deceived. And Venerable Lewis says, we can look at people in any walk of life that seem to be happy. He says, look at a newly married couple. They seem to be the happiest people in the world. And very shortly, their life is overshadowed by all kinds of trials, by problems with their children, or they might get sick, or their marriage might turn out to be unhappy in all kinds of ways. He says in the Old Testament, Rebecca wanted to have children. And then when she had children and they began to fight with each other, she said, why was my desire granted me? So we don't have a good sense of what really can make us happy. And in general, we look at things in this world, like money and riches and honors and things like that, and we always assume that the people that have these things that are extremely rich and powerful and so on, they must have some sort of happiness that we don't have. And it's just not true. He says when you really get to know people like that, even rich and powerful people, you see that their life is actually usually pretty difficult. And as we said in the beginning of this book, Venerable Lewis was the confessor of the Queen of Spain, so he was speaking from personal experience. So he says all of human glory is something that draws people to destruction. It's something poisonous that really harms us. It draws us in and destroys us, like the sirens of the Odyssey. And he says that also the suffering of this world far outweighs any happiness we can have here. For example, he says loss gives us more pain than profit gives us joy. So someone who is, let's say, receives $1 million for nothing is very happy, but then if that were taken away from him, he would be at the same level that he started out at, but he would be much more miserable, because losing something is much more painful than gaining something, even the same thing. He says also, an insult wounds us more than honor makes us happy. And the same is true in general of this world. So he says that this world is like a stream of infected water, or it's like a highway that is attacked by thieves and brigands. It's a place that is filled with dangers. So he says that the world, when you look at it this way and you consider all of these facts,